session number 20341, Reel 3.
Mr. Larkin, Reel 3. Whereabouts in the Ardennes were you, personally?
Givet, we were there. The town of Givet, and... Oh, I've forgotten the other one. Just can't recall them now. It began with an N. Givet and...
Namur?
Namur, that's the one. Namur, we were there. That's right. And they went through and we started them over again afterwards, and... We went back from there to into Holland, that's right. We stayed there through the winter months. And then we were, well, not a lot to do, really. We were just passing time away, I suppose you could say. And then became the crossing of the Rhine. We didn't go in the actual, we not. I mean, some of the airborne units went over, the infantry went by, but we went to... on a falling boat bridge or pontoon bridge across the Rhine.
Was that under fire?
Not when we went over. No. That was a very huge river. We went in, you know, flooding in March, something like that. Was the water was rushing down, and the pontoon bridge was, well, that seemed to be almost impossible to get across because the strength of that river made it. So vehicles were going at, well, in the first gear, of course, but well apart. There was many, I don't know, 30, 40 yards between each vehicle because we wondered if they broke down or some of the engine stopped, could you get started? Because that was going along at that angle, you know. That wasn't flat at all. As you took your weight off one end of the bridge, or the pontoon, I mean, that were made up of two sections of pontoons would make a part of the bridge, many parts of it. And you go on just like that all the way through. And very enjoyable for sight. There's no to get to the other end of it.
Do you know the name of the place where you crossed?
No, I don't know. No. I've got photographs of it somewhere, but not the name of it. I wouldn't know.
What happened afterwards as you went through Germany?
There's not a lot we did then. We were near all the time pushing forward. I don't recall our unit doing anything special at all, apart from clearing obstacles somewhere. A bridge or two we came across, and some of the smaller tanks were reconnoitering, and we had, and one of them busted through the wooden slats on the bridge, and that they'd gone across the wrong bridge, actually. And it was never meant for a tank. And we had to tear the railings off the side and try and jack it up. Wasn't a very successful job. So I don't know who got to it afterwards. Anyway, we left. I had to leave it and move on. And we eventually linked up with the Russians on the Baltic at Wismar. But we did a lot of walking with the infantry at the time. You know, a lot of the work was done on foot for quite a period.
What can you tell me what you saw of the Russians, please?
I didn't make any contact with the Russians personally at all. They were in the same town of Wismar. But apart from a lorry in the distance, I didn't come into any contact. But a lot of our DRs did, and one of the two lads out of the other platoons made contact with them, but I didn't.
What did they report about the Russians?
A scruffy lot, they thought. Well, they'd come through, I mean, and they'd had a hell of a line, I imagine, coming on. But I mean, some of our lads, of course, looked very untidy. And, I mean, we went days and days without a wash and a shave and things like that, but in the main, we were rather respectful as well. Yeah, we didn't have to do any foot slogging, not too much, not the last few days. That was a case then of rushing on and getting as far as you could, because they didn't want the Russians coming. We on this side, coming up to the Russians, didn't want the Prussians to proceed too far into Germany. That seemed to be the idea. But
Did you go to Palestine afterwards?
No, I went out to Norway after that.
To do what?
Well, there's still a few Germans who didn't want to give up when we first went there. But they're clearing minefields generally. We went to a little island off the coast, Christiansen Island, and there was lots of mines there. And the Germans who were lifting the mines, but we were in charge of the squads to pick the mines up. We were there for about a month, I think, I forget. Around about that period, a month, 6 weeks.
What was the attitude of Norwegians?
Oh, remarkable. They loved us, a lot of them. They were quite keen to have us there. Yes, quite good.
Any accidents handling the mines?
Not with us. No, I think that one or two Germans may have got damaged some now and again. But I found myself on one time there, we had never had a cook at all. And we all loved our food very good. So I said, we did have a fellow who had been a batman to the major one time, but he didn't want the job again. So I thought, well, I prefer to have something to eat when he comes. So I volunteered to be a cook for a few weeks.
Were you using Germans to clear the mines?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they do it willingly?
It seemed to be, yes. Oh, yes, it seemed so. I never heard any of the lads speak otherwise.
Were they any good at it?
They cleared them. They were cleared. I never did go down to see them doing that, but... I can't recall just how long we were over there, but that's all such a long time ago.
When were you demobbed?
February the 16th, 1946.
How do you feel now about having served in the Second World War in the RE?
Oh yes, quite enjoyable. Lots of colleagues you met. Long-lasting friendships. But so many of them died now. Amazing. Never wanted to. Always thought it was a waste of money, and I always believed that the lungs were never meant to inhale that unhealthy stuff, so I never did smoke. The lads used to tempt me to smoke many times when we were... They would light a cigarette, come on, they'd say, and all this. I said, well, you can light it if you want, I shan't use it. I said, I just don't want to smoke. He said, wherever we were, if we went in a pub, I said, yes, I'll have a drink, but I certainly won't smoke. And I look around now, and lots of the lads who were smokers have gone. Masses of them. Yeah.
What did they die of?
Several of them, lung cancer. Yeah. Yeah. My twin brother didn't carry on into Norway. Coming into the army after me, he would obviously, his demob number would be greater than mine. And he went off to the Far East eventually, into India, and then only on transit. But I went down to Singapore and that way, through islands around that area. Several of the 249 went out there, because he, as I said earlier on, he was a 249 lad. And he got demobbed in the September. So... happily there, I mean, the atom bomb was dropped, or whatever it was, just prevented them going through. He was in India, I think, just by transport, and then going down. And he spent quite a few months down all the way. So.